by my side they will stay. In Ireland I know well, where I spend so many happy times.
Hi there, this is Daniel O'Donnell wishing everyone a happy St. Patrick's Day. Now keep listening to your host with the most, that's Johnny Woodlock here on Way Back.
We relive again those sweet memories of my life in my Irish country.
Now friends, once again we are back here on the Way Back with Johnny here on CFRC and also OshaRocks.com. We're still coming to you, as we always do, via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, located in Cornwall, Ontario, on the St. Lawrence Seaway, where this program is recorded weekly. Also, I'd like to remind y'all that we are still coming to you via historic airwaves at CFRC 101.9 FM, from the heart of downtown Kingston, the limestone city of Canada. And we can also be heard up Toronto way in Oshawa via our new home at OshaRocks.com. With that all shared, I would like to open this third and final hour today with a couple of classics by the legendary Irish Rovers, who are celebrating their 60th year in music this year. With that, let's remember two of the Rovers classics, including first, Rolling Home to Ireland. Then we'll follow with Goodbye Mrs. Dorkin, which is also going out to my dear friend, Tom Wilson. And he told me his favorite Irish Rovers song was Goodbye Mrs. Dorkin, so this song's going out to Tom today. With that, I'd like to wish everybody a happy listening and top of the day to all ye listening in. Welcome in, friends.
I come from Paddy's land, I'm a raking, rambling man. Since I was young, I've had the urge to roam. So don't you weep for me when I'm sailing on the sea, for you won't see me till like I'm rolling home.
Rolling home to Ireland, rolling home across the sea, back to me own country. 2,000 miles behind us and 1,000 more to go, so fill the sails and blow, winds blow.
We sailed away from Cork, we were headed for New York. I'd always dreamed a sailor's life for me. But the days were hard and long, with no women, wine or song, and it wasn't quite the fun I thought would be.
Rolling home to Ireland, rolling home across the sea, back to me own country. 2,000 miles behind us and 1,000 more to go, so fill the sails and blow, winds blow.
We weren't too long a sail when the wind became a gale. Our boat was tossed and turned upon the foam, with waves like mountains high. Well, I thought that I would die, but I wish to God that I was rolling home.
Rolling home to Ireland, rolling home across the sea, back to me own country. 2,000 miles behind us and 1,000 more to go, so fill the sails and blow, winds blow.
And when I reach the shore, I will go to sea no more. There's more to life than sailing round the horn. The sailor men, when they're headed out again, I wish them all safe harbor from the storm.
Rolling home to Ireland, rolling home across the sea, back to me own country. 2,000 miles behind us and 1,000 more to go, so fill the sails and blow, winds blow. Oh, rolling home to Ireland, rolling home across the sea, back to me own country. 1,000 miles behind us and 1,000 more to go, so fill the sails and blow, winds blow.
Goodbye, Mrs. Dorkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll give the praties, no longer I'll be poor. But
sure as my name is Barney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging crates, I'll be digging lumps of gold. In the days that I was courting, I was never tired resorting to the alehouse and the playhouse and the other house besides. But I told my brother Seamus, I'll be off now and grow famous, and before that I returned again, I'll roam the whole world wide. So it's goodbye, Mrs. Durkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll give the praties, no longer I'll be poor. For sure as my name is Barney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold.
Well, I've courted girls in Blarney, in Antrim and Killarney, in Dublin and in Kerry, down to the Cove of Cork. But I'm tired of all this pleasure, so now I'll take my leisure, and the next time that you hear from me, I'll write you from New York.
So it's goodbye, Mrs. Durkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll take the freighties, no longer I'll be poor. But sure as my name is Barney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging freighties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. When I landed in America, I met a man named Burke. He told me if I'd stay a while, he'd surely find me work. But work he didn't find me, so there's nothing here to bind me. I'm bound for San Francisco in California, yeah.
San Francisco and me fortunate is made. Made pockets loaded down with gold, I'll throw away me spade. I'll get back to the right Laren, spend me fortune never caring. I'll marry Queen Victoria, Mrs. Durkin, for despite.
So it's goodbye, Mrs. Durkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll take the freighties, no longer I'll be poor. For sure as my name is Barney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging freighties, I'll be digging lumps of gold.
Well, yes, friends, once again it's that time to take our weekly trip down east to the good old Maritimes of Canada. And as we do this, we would like to send out some very special St. Patrick's Day wishes to our dear friends Peter and Myrna Trenholm in Pugwash, Nova Scotia. For them today, it's going to be a Nova Scotia singer named Charlie McKinnon from Cape Breton Island and the Irish Maid. Then we'll follow with Charlie Chamberlain, legend of Nova Scotia and the Don Messer Islanders, and it's going to be the same old shillelagh. And then we'll follow that with none other than the pride of Newfoundland, Dick Nolan, and Shift Old Ireland. With that, I would like to welcome you all into the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and also www.oshawrocks.com. Welcome in, friends, and good day.
Nora was an Irish lass belonging to Irish sky, she was a beauty rare. But oh, her heart lamented for her dear old Irish shore. Her days were filled with longing just to see her home once more. Oh, why did I leave my native land? Poor Nora used to say, was listening to a Blarney tongue that lured me far away. Across the briny tossing foam, I'll save up all my pay. I'd rather live in Ireland with but one meal a day. She sang to me her Irish songs and stories used to tell, about the little leprechauns that gambled in the dell. If ever I go back, my child, 'tis there that I shall stay. I'd rather live in Ireland with but one meal a day. In Ireland that hid away by day, and in the falling of the moon the witches used to play. They cast a spell upon the cows, the pigs and praties too, and one time down in Dublin sure they turned the green grass blue. Well, the divil lived in Ireland, our Nora used to say, but St. Patrick and the three Irishmen, they chased the beast away. They chased him down to London, and Murphy heard him say, he would rather live live in Ireland with but one meal a day. She sang to me her Irish songs and stories she used to tell about the little leprechauns that gambled in the dell. If ever I go back, my child, 'tis there that I will stay. I'd rather live in Ireland with but one meal a day.
Now 50 years ago, me father left old Erin Shore. He landed his shillelagh in hand and devil a penny more. He got a job and then a wife and then a family. And then he died and left his old shillelagh stick to me. Sure, it's the same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland. And devil a man was prouder than he when he walked it in his hand. He led the band on Paddy's Day and twirled it round his mitt. And devil a bit we'd laugh at it, for dad would have a fit. Sure, it's the same old shillelagh me father could lick a dozen men. As fast as they'd get up, begorry, he'd knock them down again. And many's the time he used it on me to make me understand. The same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland. Having one night stick, big ory, I'll have two. If there's a fight, I'll be all right. There's nothing bothers me, so long as I have the old shillelagh feather left to me. Sure, it's the same old shillelagh me feather brought from Ireland. And devil a man was prouder than he when he walked it in his hand. He led the band on Paddy's Day and twirled it round his mitt. And devil a bit we'd laugh at it, for dad would have a fit. Sure, it's the same old shillelagh me feather could lick a dozen men. As fast as they get up, begorry, he'd knock them down again. And many's the time he used it on me to make me understand. The same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland.
Now my thoughts are often turning to the land across the sea, where all the scenes of bygone days come plainly back to me. And now my heart is yearning for that little isle so grand. I'd be happy if they'd only shifted here to Newfoundland. If the Blarney Castle stood in old Placentia, and Muckross Abbey stood in Spaniard's Bay, if the bells of Shannon only rang in Broad Cove, Killarney's lakes flowed through Logie Bay, if the River Shannon only ran through Topsail, for my native land I'd never shed a tear. Every Newfie would be seen with a charming sweet Colleen, if they'd only shift old Ireland over here. This country would save a fortune if they'd move old Ireland here. We wouldn't have to import politicians every year. And with all the bootleggers we have on our hands now, we'd open up the barrooms and we'd raise the price somehow. If they put the Donnybrook in dear old Brookfield, then Shamrocks you could find in Brazel Square. On Duckworth Street you'd pick up Dublin daisies. Salvation bands would play an Irish air. Aaron Goldbrow would be seen on our big pennies. Tommy Doe, he would hum Belinda Dear. Old John Brown would feel at home, so would little Mr. Cone, if they'd only shift old Ireland over here. If the Blarney Stone was down in Bonavista, the Hikers Club would then be in their glee. If the Kitty Vitty Mines were nobly working, we could all take a walk down after tea. If the custom house was over in Argentia, we could all land in safety from St. Pierre. Then we wouldn't have regrets smoking smuggled cigarettes if they'd only shift old Ireland over here.
You'll be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Hi friends, it's Peter Trenum from way down here in Nova Scotia. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock.
ever with the Lord, you and me.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we are back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC and also www.osherox.com. As we celebrate the music of Ireland, there's a lady who I have been very close to over the last couple years. That, of course, is the singing songbird of Ireland, Lorraine McCauley, dear friend of mine and the program. With that mentioned, I would like to celebrate St. Patrick's Day with you with playing a couple of classics that she has recently recorded. One of them is a redone version of One Is One Too Many, the great Carol Baker song. Then we'll follow with I Really Think I'm Crying. I'll wrap up this set with a gospel favorite that she wrote titled Dear Lord, Lay Your Gentle Hands Down. With that, I would like to dedicate these to my dear friend and very good friend of our program, Miss Lorraine McCauley, who will also be joining us later in the program with an interview. Welcome in, friends.
Boy, and you have But now the judge is about to pound that hammer down, boy. I really think I'm crying 'cause I met you. My mascara makes my tears apparent, don't you know? It ain't my fear, dear, that makes these teardrops flow.
little hands down. Dear Lord, lay your gentle hands down.
Hello everyone, this is Lorraine McCauley, Ireland's songbird and recording artist. You're listening to my dear friend Johnny Woodlock on the way back. Keep listening. God bless.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special lady onto our program this morning as our next interview guest on the St. Patrick's Day celebration. That, of course, is a dear friend of mine and also this program, Miss Lorraine McCauley, affectionately known as Ireland's Songbird by none other than Miss Carol Baker, our queen of Canadian country music. Please welcome Miss Lorraine. Following this, we will hear an all-time classic that she wrote about her dear friend, Liz Gordon. With that, I'd like to welcome you all in, and here now is a very good friend of mine, as mentioned, Miss Lorraine McCauley, from her home in Donegal, Ireland.
Hello, Johnny. Thank you for inviting me back this year. I'm coming to you all the way from beautiful Ireland.
Yes. How is everything out your way these days?
I'm not too bad, thank you, Johnny. We had a bit of a storm now, so we did a couple of weeks back, and there was a lot of trees down and everything, but thank God nobody was hurt, and we're getting back to normal, you know.
So let's go back to when and how music started for you, Lorraine.
Well, I suppose you could say I was born into a musical family, because my father, Adrian McCauley, he played in a band all his life, really. Pop band first, and then he crossed over to country music. And I suppose he'd be rehearsing with his band members in our home, and I'd be in listening to them from 5 years of age. And I took a kind of a fondness to the keyboard. I used to sit down beside the keyboard player and watch carefully, you know, the wee chords and things. And he taught me a few chords. And after that, I would play myself then, you know, practice when they'd all go away. So at a very young age, I remember there was a few minor chords in that now. And I was delighted with myself when I could learn the minor chords. And I could play country music before I ever could sight read.
Is that right?
My father seen something in me, and he sent me then to piano lessons, you know.
Yes, exactly. Now, you were performing before the age of 12, you were saying yesterday, in your father's band.
That's right. Yeah, my father used to take me out in his band all round through Ireland, you know, little villages and pubs. And I suppose it would start kind of on St. Patrick's Day and Easter breaks from school, and then the summer every year. And it was a great experience, Johnny, for me. I suppose I didn't appreciate it at the time, you know, yourself. And
yes.
But looking back, I felt very blessed, you know.
Exactly, I hear you. We grow up with it, so it's usual for us. But looking back, it's very fond memories when we look back.
Lovely. Yeah.
So who inspired you musically?
Oh, a lot of artists inspired me, Johnny. Country music legends. Over here in Ireland, our own Queen of Country and Irish, Margot.
Yes.
Indeed, Sandy Kelly, another legend over here in Ireland. And Sandy sang with Johnny Cash and toured with him many times, you know.
Yes.
And she recorded with Woodcarver.
Oh, is that
with
right?
With Johnny. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. She did a lot of things. And yes, so, and Louise Morrissey also. American, Loretta Lynn, Tammy Wynette, Patsy Cline, you know, and Leona Williams. There's many to name. Dolly Parton.
Yes.
You know, all the American, the good classic country ladies.
Exactly. Now, you had a man over there called Big Tom.
That's right. Big Tom, a gentleman.
Yes.
A gentle giant.
Did you ever meet him?
Yes, I met him. I did, actually. I'll tell you, I met him in Pontoon in County Mayo. It was a chance meeting, to be honest with you, because I was working down there. I was having a break from college, and I was placed down there then for the work experience. And I used to play the piano in the restaurant after I had my shift on, you know, in the reception.
Yes.
And Big Tom was fishing in Pontoon. The name of the hotel was Healy's Hotel. And he came in, and, well, I was only young at the time too, you know, 18, so but I knew of Tom and his music, and I was delighted to meet him. And we went over to the piano in the restaurant, and I backed booked him on the, what was it, Country Roads, I think he said.
Oh, nice.
Very special memory. Now, I have photos somewhere, but can I find them?
For sure.
That was a very special day, you know, Johnny. And I met the beautiful Margot as well.
For sure.
They did a lot the day, recorded lovely songs together and always sang on the same tours and things, you mm-hmm. know.
So you recorded your first single in 2019, is this correct?
That's right, Johnny. It was a wee catchy number that I took a liking to. It was called I Really Think I'm Crying Because I Love You. It did very well for me. It was a good experience. I recorded in 2019 after my father passed away. I took a notion of recording, Johnny, you know.
Okay.
And I've never looked back at recording. I recorded with a very good fella there called Terry McGinty at Valley Music Studio here in Donegal. Okay. I've recorded all my 12 singles with them now. So I'll be bringing the album out very soon.
Well, we look forward to it, Lorraine, for sure, yes. Now, you recently recorded a version of One Is One Too Many by Miss Carol Baker. How did you first hear of this song?
Oh, I was listening to Carol and her beautiful songs, her beautiful voice, this long time. And I've never been this far before. And 10 Little Fingers and all her beautiful recordings, and especially the gospel, you know, I have to say, Why Me, Lord, and different songs. But I'll tell you, I came across One Drink Is One Too Many, and it stopped me in my tracks.
Yeah.
It's just something about that song, Johnny, I have to say, that I sat down, it might have been doing the dishes or something, housework, and I sat down and listened to it very carefully.
Yeah.
You know, the melody and the lyrics, and I said, I want to record that, and I asked Carol, and indeed got the permission and everything, and that's how that came about. It was a big number one for Carol at the time.
Maybe even a number one for you, too.
It did. Yeah. It became a number one internationally for me, and I'm so blessed and thankful to Carol, you know, too, because it's a very powerful message in that song, and now it's kind of a new lease of life on the song, if you know what I mean, Johnny.
Exactly.
And bringing a bit of hope to the new generation.
Yes, it
you
sure
know.
Is. It's got, like you say, quite the message. It's amazing to think that our Canadian music has heard all the way across the ocean, for sure.
Beautiful Canada. I just love Canada. And I've been very blessed to tour now with Carl, first in Nova Scotia, and to be invited back then again the following year to New Brunswick. Now that's very special, Johnny. I'll always hold that dear in my heart.
Yes.
And before I forget, Johnny, I want to wish Carl and indeed her wonderful husband John have been very good to me this past few years. Carl's on her final tour now and she's selling out, of course, throughout the whole of Canada. And I wish her all the very best. And it's not over for her. I'm sure she'll be doing more in her music, but maybe the tour inside.
Exactly.
For, you know, for
yes.
her rival, who's mm-hmm. got different projects, I'm sure. But anyway, yes, it's just been a beautiful time, Johnny.
Now, you've, since we last spoke, have been awarded quite a few different awards, too.
I was over in Nashville, first time in Nashville there in October. I was blessed to be nominated as Rising, you know, Country Female Artist.
Yes.
And I was the only one from Ireland over there representing, and I do feel proud of that now. And I got to visit the Loretta Lynn Ranch also,
yes.
And as the stand in the room where she wrote many a beautiful song, you'd nearly have to pinch yourself.
Exactly, I know what you mean, yes. I've never been there, but I could only imagine, for sure, yes. And Hurricane Mills.
Hurricane Mills, a very peaceful and spiritual.
And so, tell us about the... Now, you had, like we had mentioned, recorded many covers. What do you look for in a song, Lorraine?
Well, I look for, I suppose, the first and foremost is a good story, a story to tell, you know. Song has to have a story and it has to touch the people's heart and, you know, the melody has
yes.
to be a nice melody. And I suppose when you listen to a song, you know, something that will bring somebody comfort in their time of need or...
Or speaks to you.
You know, exactly. You know,
yeah.
That's what it is.
Yes,
yeah.
For sure. Tell us what St. Patrick's Day means to you, Lorraine.
Oh, it's just a very special time.
Yeah.
Over here, I do play in the Mass, you know, in the Catholic Mass, St. Patrick's Church, around the St. Patrick's time, most Sundays, but we have a very special Mass going on St. Patrick's Day, and I feel blessed to be able to play the organ and sing. It's just beautiful.
What's it like over there? I've never been, but I've always wanted to go over to Ireland around St. Patrick's Day.
It's just a special time. I hope now you'd be very welcome over, Johnny. You're going to have to come over and find out for yourself, because it's so special.
Yes.
So this actual feeling that you get, the music, the beautiful music, the parades, and there's so much going on, you know, but it's a spiritual feeling as well.
Share with us about the Josie Award that you won.
Well, it was, I was actually nominated. I won in Holland then. When I came back from Nashville, I got news that I won a country gospel, well, best female gospel artist of the year.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Well, that's
in
amazing.
Holland. And I have to say a quick hello to the organisers. They're very good to me also. Peter and Gabby Agricola. They're the organisers of the Red Carpet Music Awards in Holland. They put on a beautiful show every year, and I'm going to be going over now again in September.
Oh, nice.
I've been invited to sing over there. So I feel blessed, I suppose. I've won 5 years in a row, either for covers, originals, and there just in 2024 for the Gospel Award.
Oh,
and I'm the first Irish female artist to win at that award ceremony, if you know what I mean, Johnny.
Yes. Now, you also have a wonderful gospel song titled Dear Lord, Lay Your Gentle Hands.
Yes, Johnny, it's Dear Lord, Lay Your Gentle Hands Down.
Yes.
And it's a song, I wrote and composed, actually. And it's a wee bit special, too, because I'm playing the piano on that track, you know.
Yes.
And I just wrote it one day, I suppose, one Sunday morning after Mass. I came home and just sat down and thought about what I could write that would bring hope, peace and comfort maybe to some people that maybe aren't too happy at the time.
So tell us, if you would, Lorraine, about what country music is like over there. Your country and different ones surrounding you, like Scotland and England, they really crave the country music, I understand.
Yes, it's a great country music scene over here at the moment. Now, thank God, I see since I started, it's changed now. It has changed. There's a lot of young people, a new generation, especially the driving, you know, with the country music. It's a big scene over here at the moment. So it's great to see, so it is. Long may it last.
Exactly, yes. We'll keep it short and sweet today, Lorraine, but share with us what you hope for the next 10 years.
I hope the classic country traditional music never goes away, never goes away too far. And I hope myself to be recording. I'm not really on the dancing scene. I would organise a few of my own concerts, you know, country and gospel concerts. I have a few coming up now. With the storm, I'm kind of behind things, to be honest. Johnny, I usually already have a concert out, but I'm planning one now for spring and my summer concert as well. And I'm bringing over some beautiful friends of mine from Texas.
Nice.
Some country music artists. They'll be performing at my concert in September in St. Anne's Church. And after the performance, we'll be all heading over to Holland for the Red Carpet Awards show. That'll be nice to look forward to, Johnny.
For sure, for sure.
So,
and so is there anything else you'd like to add to this, Lorraine?
I'd just like to... I'm really a recording artist. I'd like to keep recording now. I'm going to be bringing out my album. I have the 12 tracks done now, Johnny. And
wonderful.
But I've met some people, some country music legends that, you know, has been so good to me, especially Carol Baker. She's been very, very good to me, and indeed her husband, John. Be eternally grateful to the beautiful Carol, but our own artists over here, like our own queen of country music, has been so good to me as well, Philomena Begley. And now, she brought out Blanket on the Ground and made it famous, and Billy Joe Spears also, but I brought out my version, and thank God it got to number one for me, Johnny. And myself and Philomena, she sang that with me at one of the shows, and that meant the world to me, you know, Johnny. Just wee things like that.
Is there any plans to come back to North America soon?
Well, there's a few surprises maybe in store, Johnny.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
If I do get over, is to meet yourself, because you've been so good.
Well, thank you.
So I was going to, before I forget, Johnny, I was going to thank all your listeners for tuning into my music and listening to the interview, and also to wish them a very happy St. Patrick's Day.
For sure.
And yourself too, Johnny, and your mother.
Thank you very much, Lorraine. And what song can we play for you from your career, or the songs you've recorded to follow up the interview
with? Yeah, well, I have to mention, because is very dear to my heart. Mm-hmm. I wrote and composed original song as well. It's called A Tribute to Liz Gordon. That's very dear to my heart because Liz tragically passed away in 2020, and I was invited by Liz's brother to play Liz's keyboard and sing a few songs at the a concert that was so that was very special. And the next day, Johnny, I went home anyway, I was very emotional, and I wrote the song A Tribute to Liz Gordon. I feel Liz is, will always, you know, her presence will always be
exactly
with me, you know.
Yeah. We would love to do it again with you sometime down the road, but for right now we'll send very happy St. Patrick's Day wishes to you in Ireland. And
thank you so much. Thank you so much, Johnny, to all your listeners, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you all. God
yes.
bless.
God bless you. We'll be in touch.
About my friend, she was a keyboard player in Philomena Begley's band. She played with Ireland's queen of country music for 10 years, and she toured the world meeting country's biggest names. Well, my daddy came home early one sunny afternoon, holding one of Liz's discs playing.
Friends and listeners of the Way Back with Johnny Show. This here is your old host with the most, Country Western Music, Johnny Whitlock. I'd like to invite y'all out to a very special performance coming up at the Altsville Theatre in Cornwall, Ontario on April 4th. It will be a tribute to Willie Nelson called On the Road Again. Starring Dan Thompson, the Faux Live Band, this show celebrates the music of one of country music's greatest legends. You'll hear classics like On the Road Again,
Whiskey River, as well as Always On My Mind, and many more. Both through the Altsville Theater box office or online.
On the road again, seeing places that I've never been. I do one thing that I might never do.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the song that we like to call the Song of the Week here on Way Back. With that, it is going to be a classic from 1951 that the original Bing Crosby, the great crooner of Hollywood, released back in 1951, and also appeared on a 1956 album titled Shillelaghs and Shamrocks. With that, it's going to be, yes, Bing Crosby, and of course, a classic titled The St. Patrick's Day Parade. With that, we'll be back following this. Send us all home.
I'll be marching along in the big parade on St. Patrick's Day. I'll be up to me neck in shamrocks as I march along the way. I'll swing that old shillelagh as I wave to each colleen. I'll tilt me ear the better to hear the wearing of the green.
Oh, the Kelly's from Killarney, the Murphy's from Kildare.
The Hallahans and Callahans who came from County Clare.
There'll be folks from dear old Dublin all the way to County Cork.
They'll be marching in the big parade right here in old New York. Mayor will be in the big parade, strutting high and grand. And behind him will march 1,000 cops who come from Ireland. Those beautiful songs of Erin, the band will play them all. We'll march along, we'll sing in the song, the harp of Paris Hall. Those sons and daughters of Erin, 100,000 strong, will be singing the songs of Ireland as they march along. Their eyes will shine with laughter, their hearts will all be gay, when the Irish all turn out to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
We'll be marching along in the big parade on St. Patrick's Day. Not for all of the tea in Dublin will I ever stay away.
I'll trip the light fantastic and how proud I'm gonna feel.
The band will play Go Witchick Away, a good old Irish reel.
There'll be Cooney Mulrooney and Mickey O'Dowd cutting up capers and pleasing the crowd. Hogan and Rogan will kick up their heels, singing and dancing the jigs and the reels. The Connells, O'Donnells and Larry O'Toole, Maloney, Mahoney and Lefty O'Doole. Devil a man as happy as they on St. Patrick's Day. I'll be marching along in the big parade, twinkle in me eye.
We'll be proud as 1,000 peacocks with our heads up in the sky.
I'll be there, you can bet you, when the band begins to play. And the Irish all turn out to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Ago this very day I left the port of Cork, and on a ship from old Erin's Isle I landed in New York. Without a friend to meet me there and a stranger on the shore, but I wore an honest Irish heart and fortune came galore. So here I am back again on dear old Erin's Isle. The friends, they meet me on the quay and they greet me with a smile. For there's faces there that I surely forgot, for I was so long away. But me mother, she introduces all, and this is what she say.
Shake hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy. Shake hands with your sister Kate. And this is the girl you used to swing down on the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbors and kiss the Colleens all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal.
Well, they gave a party when I came back, and they came from near and far. And the road was lined for near a mile with Irish jaunting cars. And the whiskey flowed like buttermilk to fill our hearts with joy. And the piper played an Irish reel to greet the Yankee boy. So tomorrow out to church I'll go, and wedded I will be to my pretty little Colleen, sweet Biddy McGee. For Biddy was true and faithful to her Barney o'er the sea, and we'll join the harp and shamrocks for the Stars of Liberty. There came Brannigan, Flanagan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McGuffy, Malachy, Mahone, Rafferty, Lafferty, Donnelly, Connolly, Dooley, O'Hooley, Muldowney, Malone, Colonna, O'Hona, Lanahan, Flanahan, Fagan, O'Hagan, O'Hoolahan, Flynn, Shanahan, Manahan, Fogarty, Hogarty, Kelly, O'Skelly, McGinnis, McGinn.
O'Brien was late.
Then shake the hand of your Uncle Mike and the hand of your sister Kate.
And I'll hug and I'll squeeze as much as I please the girl in the garden gate.
Then invite all the neighbors to the wedding, great and small.
And I'll live content and pay no rent. Indeed.
And yes, that's another wrap on another Way Back St. Patrick's Day celebration. As we close out today's program, I would like to play a little clip by our dear friend George Miller of the Irish Rovers.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, which isn't too far away, and I'll have a nice, safe time, and if you're going to drink, don't drive.
And yes, as George just said, I hope each and every one of you have a blessed and safe St. Patrick's Day. And now, as we reach the end of the 9th annual tribute to Ireland and St. Patrick's Day, I would like to wish each and every one of you a very happy St. Patrick's Day as of tomorrow, the 17th of March. Now, I would like to thank each and every one of you also for tuning into the program once again today, or this week, depending on where you're listening from. We would also like to thank both Margot and also Miss Lorraine McCulley for being part of this year's program. As we say so long, I would also like to just play us home today with a couple of classic gospel favorites, including none other than Ray Lehman and I Believe in the Good Old Bible. Then we'll wrap up with Philomena Bagley and her classic version of He Took Your Place. With that, I would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. And yes, next weekend we will be back, same great time, same great place. As we pay tribute and salute the Queen of Canadian Country Music, Miss Carol Baker, along with her on her farewell tour. With that, may God bless each and every one of you, and yes, have a safe and happy St. Patrick's Day, and may the wee luck of the Irish be with ye all. So long, friends.
I believe that Father Heaven was the first created man, that he was made his wife according to the Maker's plan. They lost their home in Eden, the Lord they did offend. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. I believe that Master Abel was slain by Master Cain, that Noah did go in the ark to get out of the rain. I believe the little old baby slew the life and his men. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. I believe the Hebrew children walked into the burning fire, that Ananias was to them because he was a liar. I believe that Father Daniel walked into the lion's den. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. I believe the blessed Master turned water into wine, as pure and sweet and harmless as the grapes upon the vine. All other wines are mocking, the scriptures still contend. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. I believe the good old Bible.
Upon a cruel tree at Calvary.
those cruel thorns that pierced my Savior's head. The blood was flowing down his face. In shame, forsaken, there he hung and died.
Another day gone by, with good friends all around me, how the time you fly.
Howdy friends and listeners, this here is your old host with most, Johnny Whitlock, reporting for Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is a sole associate of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
Yes, here a few old songs, memories on my mind. Yes, I know we'll meet again, my friend.
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram @cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send